K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. Wade Banner, Youngest in Charge. And I always love having, like, guests that are similar to me, because me being the Youngest in Charge, I got the next Youngest in Charge coming up. We the future. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's up, everybody? What's up? It's 360.
What's up, everyone? It's Edge One.
What up? It's DG, and we are
We the future.
All right, so We the Future. Y'all are here on business, on tour.
Yes, sir.
Let everybody know, like, you know, your background, where you're coming from, what you're doing here.
360. I come from Orange County, California, and I rap.
Edge One. I come from Los Angeles, California, and I sing, I rap, and I dance.
I do the other two as well.
I'm DG. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, and I sing and I rap and I dance.
Woo. All right, and y'all are on the America's Most Wanted tour. What's it like traveling the country pretty much and performing with Lil Wayne?
Well, Edge One speaking. It's amazing. You know, we get the opportunity to be on tour with people that we've looked up to our whole lives, and to interact with audience members, and to be able to communicate with T.I. fans and connect with T.I. fans, Wayne fans, Hit-Boy, 2 Chainz fans, all those people that are on the tour with us. You know, it's a great vibe.
What's up. So y'all are enjoying the tour pretty much so far?
Yeah. It's amazing.
How long y'all been doing this?
The tour?
Music.
Oh, all of us individually, you know, we've been doing it since I started rapping when I was like 6 years old. And how long have you been in it?
I've been singing since like I was 3, but I started like taking music when I was like 7.
And for me, I started when I was about 10 years old. Yeah.
So, you know, we all started at a really young age, and, you know, now.
So coming between T.I. and Lil Wayne during the show, I know that can be kind of intimidating. Is it hard on you guys? Do you find it easy?
Are you
nervous?
DG speaking. I mean, sometimes it gets a little like, there. I mean, like, sometimes it gets a little bit, I don't know the word.
It can be intimidating.
Sometimes it can get intimidating, but for the most part, everyone's like super cool and they react to our music really well, which is a really great feeling.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and it's really cool to be able to like do it with like these guys, because then it takes away some of the nervousness and it makes it more like, you know, we're all in it for.
It's a little bit easier. It's a group effort. It's not just one person by themselves.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So for people who haven't heard the music, what kind of music? How would you describe it?
Our music is just, it's like urban pop meets like everything.
Yeah.
It's our album. I mean, it's just going to be crazy. Like, that's the only way to describe it.
That's what's up.
There's nothing to compare it to.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, ways people can reach you, while you listen to your music?
On everything is W3 The Future, @ W3 The Future.
Facebook.
/ W3 The Future.
Instagram.
W3 The Future. Yeah.
Gotcha. And where are you hoping to take the music, basically? Like, what does the future hold?
What does the future hold?
We got a bright future.
With a name like We The Future, I'm sure y'all got, like, everything just in mind already. Movies.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, surprises and stuff that are coming, too, so.
That's what's up. Cool. Well, once again, congrats on your YMCMB look and
thank you, man.
Being a part of this tour. Definitely, you know, look forward to being able to build with you more in the future and seeing your career grow.
Definitely, man. Thank you, man.
All right. It's We The Future, Wade Banner, Youngest in Charge with K97.5.
Yeah.